News Talk 1620 WTAW. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included consideration of a proposal to establish a new city department, assigning Texas A&M interns to each council member. That item was defeated, in part, after City Attorney Janice Hampton said the proposal as written would violate the city charter and federal labor laws.
Agenda item as written and presented would direct the creation of a department and direct that the department be staffed by interns and designates what the interns' tasks that they will work on and duties be. That would violate our city charter. We have a council manager form of government, and the council creates the policy, and the city manager is the administrator. And it would be within the city manager's purview to decide whether or not to staff a department with employees, full-time, part-time, interns, what those employees or interns should be working on. And it does create a problem that the tasks assigned are currently tasks performed by city employees. And as we discussed, that does create FLSA violations. So as the agenda item is presented, I do believe it would violate the city charter as well as federal law. And some large cities, the council members have a staff, but their charters provide for that, and our charter does not.
One of two sponsors of the proposal, Councilman Mike Sutherland.
The reason that we put this kind of things on the agenda is because we can't discuss this in closed session. We can't discuss this among ourselves. It has to be discussed in an officially notified meeting, and then we discuss it, just like we're doing right now. And the idea is that we put on the table is that we think we need some more help. Now, it takes four votes for us to get that thought through. And if you don't think we need more help, well, you can vote against it. But the problem is we can't discuss this in any other fashion. No form can we discuss this in. And I don't know how we can read the charter different, but the charter says the duties of the city council, the number two duty is to see that all laws and ordinances of the city are enforced. And number three is to see that all other officers of the city faithfully and efficiently discharge their duties. That's our function. And in order for you to do that, you got to have some research done. And it doesn't seem logical to me to ask the people that are already overloaded, as y'all say, to do more work. So that's why it seemed to me to be a reasonable thing, since a lot of people use interns. I don't know if that's the right way to go, but I can't ask y'all if that's the right way to go without having it on the agenda. So what I'm asking is, if I need some more help, how do I get some more help? And I asked earlier about what kind of time frames we're talking about. And there's no real time frame, and sometimes things are sensitive when you're doing them. So you need to have some kind of assurance that when you ask a question, that question is going to get answered in a reasonable time. I've been in charge of lots of people, my own business, and thousands in the Army, and there's the people that are leading the organization have a right to have assistance with what they're doing. And we can have assistance, but the real deal is here, the less assistance we get, the less we can be effective, and the less people have to listen to what we're doing or how we're doing things. So what we're doing is what we're supposed to do in open meetings. We're supposed to ask about stuff. We're supposed to discuss it in open meetings. And, you know, if you don't like it, don't get personal. Just don't vote for it. You know, just put your rationale on the table. And my rationale for doing this is I do a lot. I think I need more help. I don't want to ask the staff. And it's part of our duties. So that's where I am.
The debate went on about 30 minutes and about 19 minutes after the city attorney said that the proposal would violate the city charter and federal labor laws. That was among several points made by Councilman Chuck Condola, who then got a response from Rafael Pena.
I can't believe we're debating something that we've all been advised violates our city charter, first of all. That's just amazing to me. I was actually just morbid curiosity how long this was going to take. We are debating something that, if passed, violates city charter. Two, again, the city does have it's been said several times the city doesn't have an intern program. The city has an intern program. The city intern program is run by the city manager. It is not a council member's intern program. So that's something I wanted to point out. Three, none of us were elected to supervise staff. We have a city manager, city council, and city manager form of government. We have direct reports. One is the city manager. If you're supervising staff, you're acting as 1 out of 7, not as a legislative body, which is a minimum of 4 out of 7, directing your city manager, and you're acting wrong and out of school. 4, just personal note, Priscilla Rios, I think you're doing a great job, as did the city secretary, secretary's office members before you. I think our city secretary's office does a fantastic job. Our city secretary wins international awards and runs her department in a way you can tell it is an award-winning, successful department. We already have a ton of help with our city secretary's office. 3, interns that come and go every couple of months would spend a lot of their time in training and then get to do very little. This would be an extremely expensive venture, as staff would be burdened with a lot of training and implementing administrative training and protocol and ethics training and everything else for people that would be leaving in 2 months. We were all elected to do a job. Some of us want to spend a huge amount of time in research, and that's fine if you want to do that. But that doesn't mean that we need to violate city charter to give you what you want. And I do also believe there's a culture at City Hall. When a council member asks for something, we're all copied on the emails back and forth. Councilmember Pena, you got your information 4, not 10, and you're going to sit there and argue with us with the emails right here and tell us that didn't happen. So there's no arguing with you, sir. The facts say you got your info quick. Even though you were extremely unorganized with what you asked for and very, very wide in your scope, and then when it was drilled down, everybody understood what you wanted, despite your rudeness, continued rudeness to staff, you got your information in 4 days.
Point of personal privilege, I want an apology from you, council member.
You got to order, director. Any other discussion?
No, that's yes. That's part of the ethics policy. No, that's part of the ethics policy.
Councilman Pena and every other council member on this city council is polite to staff. And for you to suggest that, Councilman Condola, is beneath you. It's below you.
Do we need to go to proving it?
I'm talking now. I have the microphone.
Go ahead, Councilman. Shame on you, sir. You don't have the floor, Councilmember. You're out of order. Sir. Councilmember Condola still has the floor.
As dealing with my points, there's been continued. Again, we're copied on emails. If we need to prove the rudeness, we can do that. But I think that we. I'll tell you what. Just for the sake of this, I'll tell you what. I apologize for saying you're rude to staff.
Thank you.
When you direct staff to do things in a short amount of time, and you speak to them in a way where you're ordering them, that is not treating them with the respect they deserve. That's what I'll just stick with that.
City Manager Keene Register said, if and when needed, more staff will be hired to assist the information requests from the members of the council.
And if council services is asked to do that, and Mary Lynn tells me that she's covered up, then every year we have a decision package process where we look at hiring new additional personnel if we need it.
You can read the proposal that was considered at this week's Bryan City Council meeting, along with hearing this summary of comments from the council meeting on our website at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.